Avalanche forecast for Wednesday, the 4th of February 2026. A treacherous avalanche situation will prevail. Weakly bonded old snow requires caution. Wind slabs are to be avoided. All day it applies above 1800 meter considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above 1800 meter, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, all day, above the treeline, we have a wind slab problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Avalanches can be released in the weakly bonded old snow, even by a single winter sport participant. This applies in particular on west, north and east facing slopes above approximately 1,800 meters, in isolated cases also on south facing slopes above approximately 2,400 meters. Mostly avalanches are medium sized. Remotely triggered avalanches are possible. In addition, the fresh wind slabs in particular above the treeline are prone to triggering. Wind slabs will be covered with new snow in some cases and therefore difficult to recognize. The number and size of avalanche-prone locations will increase with altitude. Whumping sounds and the formation of shooting cracks when stepping on the snowpack serve as an alarm indicating the danger. And now the snowpack. 5 to 10 centimeters of snow has fallen since Tuesday. Up to 10 centimeters of snow will fall. As a consequence of the sometimes strong wind, the wind slabs will increase in size additionally. These are lying on surface hoar, in particular on wind-protected shady slopes. The snowpack is unfavorably layered. Distinct weak layers exist in the old snowpack. This applies in particular on west, north and east-facing slopes above approximately 1,800 meters. We have the following danger patterns: DP.1, deep persistent weak layer, DP.8, surface hoar blanketed with snow. The tendency for Thursday, the 5th of February 2026 indicates an increasing avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.